Mix.com.
Good morning, 6:15. No storm center yet. That's good. We're Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
All right, who needs a little joy? The Book of Joy became an instant New York Times bestseller. Nobel Peace Prize laureates His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu have survived more than 50 years of exile and oppression. Despite their hardships, or, as they would say, because of them, they are two of the most joyful people on the planet. Author Douglas Abrams got to tag along and write about this buddy weekend.
They love each other. They call each other mischievous spiritual brothers, and they just have this incredible friendship and, you know, this hilarious relationship. I mean, you think, I mean, here are two of the great moral icons of our time, that they're going to be these sober and serious guys, and they're teasing each other mercilessly, hilariously, playing with each other, you know, joking with each other. The whole time was just filled with kind of hilarious laughter and tears. It was really so moving to be there.
When you are with these men, are you your best self?
That's such a great question. I do think there's a way in which these two men and other great kind of moral leaders call us to be our best self. They remind us of what's possible for us. And that's what we really tried to do in the Book of Joy, was to help call people to their best selves and to show them the ways that we can, you know, live our best lives and our best selves. They share their humanity with us. They're like two old friends who are kind of reflecting on their long lives and sharing what they've learned. And, you know, we were there for the Dalai Lama's 80th birthday, and they wanted this kind of like gift to the world, and they envisioned it as a kind of three-layer cake, with their stories and their teachings being one layer, and then also the science being another layer, because they said this can't be a Buddhist book, this can't be a Christian book, this has to be a universal human book, and we don't want anybody to take what we say on faith. We want them to interrogate it and see if it's true in their own lives. And then the third layer was really the travelogue. You really experience as a reader what it's like to sit there and break bread, have the Dalai Lama turn to you with his bowl of rice pudding, despite the supposed detachment that Buddhists are supposed to have, and point to his rice pudding and say, "I love this." You know, you get to have that experience. You know, the Dalai Lama taught us to meditate, so you get to hear him tell you about meditation. You know, you get to watch the Dalai Lama dance for the first time in his life, and that was, you know, the goal of the book, was to really give readers that experience of being there with them.
The Book of Joy. The author, Douglas Abrams, he got to tag along on 5 days that the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu spent together. Need a little joy? Pick up the book.
Well, there you go. And rice pudding for everybody.